K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPVD, edition of the podcast. This is the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State on this podcast. Coming at you on a Sunday, folks, after last night, Upset City. K-State owns OU, baby. They did it again. Under Chris Klieman, they knocked out, silenced. I like that word, silenced. Which was the number six ranked team in the country last night, the Oklahoma Sooners. So much more coming up this week on the weeklies and everything else in between. What a game last night there! And yeah, I gotta say, real quick, this is the postcast edition, not a football. Me and Alex will have all the download on that this week. But this is the postcast of volleyball. And in just a minute here, damn, I hope we see that version of K-State and Adrian Martinez throughout from here on out. That was fun. That was a lot of fun there. And all the podcasts here covering K-State, you know, hey, we want to see Adrian Martinez be aggressive, loosen it up a little bit, all that. Well, he definitely answered that and then some last night. 3rd and 16. That's all I gotta say. 3rd and 16. Pretty much the play of the year to this point for the K-State football team. Wow. So much more to get to on the Purple Project podcast this week. But we gotta cover some action in Bramlage, which happened yesterday afternoon with the volleyball team. What a valiant effort from K-State Women's Volleyball yesterday. Just short of an epic comeback. They were down two sets to nothing against KU. They opened up Big 12 play yesterday in Bramlage at home. Rallied, fell short, 15-7 in the final round in set five for the loss there for the Cats. Very unfortunate there. It could have been even a more climactic day for the Cats there last night. But history was made last night. Junior Liberal Mackenzie Morris, folks. She was on a mission last night there. She joined the 1,000 Dig Club yesterday in helping her team force that fifth set against rival KU. And boy, oh boy, that lived up to the billing. That match last yesterday looked to the billing. If anything, I tell you what, man, KU, K-State on the football field, woo! I gotta tell you right now, that's gonna be something. Again, we gotta see where those teams end up. I said this a couple weeks ago on one of the weeklies. Again, you can find Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. All the episodes, including all the dailies, all the good stuff is on there. If you want to listen to more K-State content or catch up on the latest of what's been going on this week in K-State athletics. But yeah, we're going to have to see what happens with KU and K-State from here on down the line when they meet in the last week in late November there. Ooh, it's going to be something, man, I tell you. Woo, looking forward to it. I think it is going to happen, but again, long way to go. But big steps taken by both football squads, and kind of a big step with this volleyball team. Kind of anxious to see what they're going to do with KU, obviously. And the K-State plays KU tough, whether it's in Ahern or in Bramlage. And unfortunately, they came up short last night. Just to finish up on a stat on Mackenzie Morris yesterday. Morris did reach that mark, 1,000 mark, in just her 63rd match. again, she's the only junior, folks. Keep that in mind. In a Wildcat uniform, becoming the fastest player in K-State history to reach that milestone in the rally scoring era. She is from Dallas, Texas, and she finished the match against Kansas, which a match high 20 digs on top of that, and chalked up her 16th career 20 dig outing there as well there. but yeah, K-State owned a slim edge last night in kills by 2-62-60, but KU got us where it mattered there, 15-7, set 5 there. Let's take a look at the set recap here. KU 25-19. Then set 2, KU just edged out K-State 25-23. K-State responded with a big set 3, 25-20, and then it did it again. Russ won it back in the set four, 25-20, and then the set five, KU just owned that last five, or last set right there as well. I asked the question about where is Aaliyah Carter going to have her moment. Obviously, the last couple of years, once again, don't want to sound like a repeating horse on the show, on the podcast, but I can't even reiterate the fact that she's been a big part and a leader of this club the last 2 years. It's come on to see at K-State, but it's been a Shaylee Myers or a Cindy Bolding or Alina Baca stole the spotlight. Not yesterday. Aaliyah Carter showed up and showed up out in a big way. Equaled her season best with a 20 kills. Shaylee Myers, again, added 13 yesterday as well. Cindy Bolding and Katie Fernholtz knocked down 10 kills apiece there as well. Lauren Hinkle knocked out her a third consecutive double-double. She handed out a career-high 57 assists, 10 digs. Baca, speaking of her, added 13 digs. Molly Ramsey's also chipped in with a dozen digs as well. The Wildcat defense produced 12.5 blocks in it. And now, in the last 7 of 8 matches, they've had at least 10 blocks on the defensive side of the volleyball right there as well. Coach Fritz, after the game, afterwards, quote, "A lot of ebbs and flows. I love the game. I love game 3 and 4. Come back. But then you can't come back in game 5 and hit 0-59. Woo! Ouch. I felt a pretty significant letdown in terms of focus and aggressiveness. I think there's a mentality that comes with winning in the fifth, and it felt like we lacked it. It felt like we had momentum going into it and missed tremendous opportunity at that." But then she again relapulates to come back there on the mentality of this team. Quote, "We're competitive as heck. They do it every day. They challenge for playing time and get after each other every day and practicing well. We are putting ourselves in a position to play with just about everybody." That didn't sound right, but okay. "We had three pretty legitimate top 25 teams on our schedule back to back to back, and we are in them. We are in them. But I think we are still trying to attack through breakthrough of consistency from point one. We have to play better at the beginning of the match, frankly, and we have to play better at the end of the match." And then she commented on her tremendous history setter, record setter, Mackenzie Morris, yesterday. Quote, "Coach Fritz, she's special. I've been telling anybody that will listen, she's special. Don't say much. But what you see in a match is what you see every day. That's pretty unusual, to be honest. There's not that many players that you know exactly what you're going to get every single day. The effort, the focus, the plays you see in a match are the plays she makes every day. She rehearses her greatness, and I think that is what makes her really special. She attacks greatness and settles for nothing less than and says very little about it," end quote. That's what I like about players just like that. Just go about your business. Do you talk on the field, volleyball, basketball court, wherever it is. I like that. I can definitely relate to that. That's me. And it says, go out and just handle your business. Don't do anything silly like that. But yeah, I like all these girls on this team. And Mackenzie Morris is definitely up there for sure. And Casey's going to be, I know, speaking into existence, but they're going to be lucky. I think they're lucky to have her back one more year. She's only a junior, folks, and to be reached in that area, be accumulated in that vicinity, the 1,000 dig club, woohoo! That is a special feat right there, achieved last night there for Mackenzie Morris. But unfortunately, the team did not come through where it mattered. And I think this is like the third or fourth time. I think this is the fourth time that K-State has gone to the fifth set and haven't closed it down. Now, I know they started slow. Well, they actually started fast against, I know, UCF and a couple of other teams in there, too. And they just can't find that extra push to get them over the edge of these matches. They can do that They can take their game to another level. So I think the next thing for this team, volleyball team, is finish. And also that's a good point that Coach Fresh brought up, is starting slow in these matches. Yeah, you can't fall. Use up that energy as well. You hear it in football games all the time. You hear it even in baseball games. Or I take it a step further, basketball as well. You can't fall behind early and expect. Now, every now and then, you can run yourselves into one and come back and win it. That's for sure. I've seen plenty of that over my sport watching days. Yeah, I'll probably see that again this week or later in the future sometime. But yeah, you just can't put yourself in a hole. Can't use a good volleyball team, and you just can't do it. We saw it a couple of matches ago with another team as well. You got to fit well when they went ahead 2-0 and couldn't finish the deal there as well. So again, this is a valid effort. We'll see. Can they build on this? Can they? I know it's losing effort. I know you have no moral victories and whatnot, all that stuff. But can K-State volleyball build on this and carry it into their next match, which is going to be in the middle of the week, by the way? If I can scroll down here real quick here. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, next match is going to be on the road. I believe that's going to be a Wednesday game at Tech. Texas Tech. And how funny, again, that volleyball starts it off. This is Texas Tech week, baby, already. Texas Tech, I think that is a Wednesday. I want to double check that real quick before I sign it. Yes, it is. A Wednesday night at Lubbock. So K-State volleyball will once again kick off Texas Tech week, which saw Texas Tech on the football field knock out Texas, upset the Longhorns on the football field. Yesterday, Texas Tech on the volleyball will host us on Wednesday night. This upcoming Wednesday night at 6 Central Time, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then, of course, the football team will take the field here in Manhattan on Saturday. That's going to be 11 a.m. kick. But here, if anything, hopefully K-State football will learn a lesson and really bit off this upset win last night over Oklahoma last night. A top 10 opponent. You take down Oklahoma yet again. Yeah, Chris Klieman's tenure here at K-State. I don't know what it is about, losing a game that you should win and then you get Oklahoma. I just had a feeling last night. I might be in that area, that section where I had a lot more faith in K-State than the rest of the other K-State media did. I put it out there. I said it way before the season started. Even before that 2-Tulane loss, right? Sorry I'm getting off the rails a little bit, but I have to say this, right? I picked K-State to beat Oklahoma. It's on tape. Go back. Check it out. Check out the predictions podcast. Go back. So I know Alex agreed with me on the score prediction, but he picked OU, so ha, I got one on him this time. So I had some more faith than other K-State fans probably out there. That Adrian Martinez will go down there now. Again, we didn't know which Adrian Martinez was going to show up down there, but hopefully that Martinez that we saw, who accounted for 5 touchdowns last night against that Sooner D, hopefully that will catapult this team the way this K-State team is supposed to play. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty sure, with the way that team out east, our way from us playing, we got to answer the call. That was huge. I cannot say it, and that's huge, right? The way that Lawrence team out there is playing, you got to answer the bell. And they did just that. Meanwhile, volleyball team's going to have to answer the bell, come back from a tough loss, and get after it against Texas Tech on the road in Lubbock. Volleyball Wednesday night coming up, 6 p.m. in K-State now, after all that said, drops to 9-5 overall and 0-1 in Big 12 play. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this postcast. This is the Purple Project Podcast. Remember, if you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Definitely, we see the consistency each week on these dailies or these episodes of the Purple Project Podcast. We appreciate it. We want more. We want more So definitely tell your friends. We cover football, basketball, but other than that, we cover what we cover here. Soccer, volleyball, everything. K-State, folks. And right now, Big Mojo with football as it took down Oklahoma, 6th-ranked Oklahoma last night. And the volleyball team, a near come-from-behind win against Kansas. We'll see what happens with the volleyball team coming up on Wednesday night. First road match in Big 12 play against Texas Tech. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to another edition of the PPBD.